Woo.
Oh, once upon a time.
I found a Band-Aid in my bed.
Disgusting.
With a lot of blood on it.
Extra disgusting.
No, I don't like it when you... It's perfect.
What?
I said, I don't like it when you move that thing, because then that goes halfway through.
How is it now?
It's fine. Julie has like a blood pimple right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. I want to poke it. Burst it. See what happens. Okay, go ahead.
Once upon a time, there was a cockroach named, Simon.
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 Hi.
Hi, baby. Simon, was very interested in a lot of things. He wanted to learn everything there was to learn in the world. But there's not a lot of opportunities for cucarachas.
What's a cucaracha?
Cockroaches, if you're Spanish. Because everybody... whenever anybody sees a cockroach, they just want to squash it. But Simon still wanted to learn, so he thought, well, cockroaches gotta be hiding somewhere. Might as well hide in school. And he had heard that the most prestigious school in the world is Harvard, which is a fancy pants school in...
No, it's not.
The US of A.
Harvard is at this country.
What are you thinking about? Harvard?
Yes.
That's a different school. Harvard is...
Is Harvard a college, big deal?
It's a university, and it's a huge deal, and it's very expensive.
Harvard.
To go to. And...
Is Harvard...
It's hard to get into, and...
Is Harvard a big deal?
Harvard is a school. Just a high school. Straight up and down.
Am I going to go there?
Yes, I think you will go to Harvard... Collegiate or something like that. I think it's cool.
Am I gonna go for middle school?
Probably King Eddie.
Yes. Bianca's going there. Ruben's going there. Alex is going there. Marcus is going there. Rebecca's going there.
You're supposed to go there.
I know. Oliver's leaving the school. Tabitha's going there, I'm guessing.
Tabitha. I thought she was moving.
Yep, she decided. Well, she didn't decide, but she's still moving houses.
But she's still in the zone.
In the range of Montrose.
Neat.
Because I didn't want her to leave because it would just be me and Rebecca. If she left, it would just be me and Rebecca.
Only Mulder, that's right. I forgot that.
Kathleen was gone.
Yeah.
I forgot she was gone.
Well, I don't go to your school every day, so I don't remember how many kids there are.
Okay, what? I don't even remember what your story is about.
Simon the Cucaracha, who wanted an education.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so he would hide in this lecture hall of Harvard. Whatever. And he would learn, and he would take notes, and he would learn everything that the teacher was saying. He hid there for 13 years. And he was getting bolder and bolder and bolder because he couldn't hear very well, so he would come closer and closer and closer. And by the end, he was just sitting in one of the chairs right up front taking notes. And everybody just accepted it. They're like, oh yeah, that's Simon. He's a cockroach.
He's always been
here. And the professor was okay with it and everything. And
then a new kid came.
Then the next year after that,
Feels good.
The professor asked Simon if he would be his assistant. And so he did, and he was a TA. And
TA.
He would mark tests and help people with their assignments.
What's a TA?
And everybody kind of forgot that he was a cockroach. They just kind of thought, oh, he's a good guy, and he's pretty smart. Teacher's assistant.
This sounds like a fancy word.
Anyways, problem was, one day... The guy came to class. And he's like, yeah, cockroach. And he tried to stomp on Simon. Luckily, Simon moved quick. Just enough time for everybody to go, whoa, 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 that's Simon. He's a good dude. And I was like, what? What do you mean? That's a cockroach. And he tried to stomp on him again. Simon scurried out of the way. Cockroaches are good at that. And he's like, sir, I understand your reflex action to kill a cockroach. It makes a lot of sense. You've been conditioned this way over the course of time. But what you should understand is that I am a very well-educated cockroach. And I mean you no harm. In fact, I don't even steal food like other cockroaches. I pay for my food with the money I make from being a teacher's assistant. And I'm still just a cockroach, so all I need is a couple crumbs. So I'm actually doing quite well. And the guy's like, what? This is the weirdest talking cockroach. And he said, no way, man, I'm stomping you. And the whole class like, no, no, no. And then, so they got, he's, Simon just kept scurrying around while this guy was trying to stomp, stomp, stomp him. And then finally, the guy gave up and Simon scurried away. What?
What?
What'd you say?
I said, whoa, buddy, boy. I said, run, buddy.
Anyways. Boy. Yeah, so Simon ran away. And every day he'd come to school, and that student, Butch, would.
Butch? That's Rebecca named her doggy.
Butch would always try to stomp on him. And he's like, what the heck, man? I told you I'm a different kind of cockroach. Like, I don't care. I'm stomping you. And so every day, Simon has to scurry away. That went on for a whole semester. At the end of the semester, he saw Butch sitting in the corner looking rather frustrated. He screwed up to me and said,
what?
Don't step on me, don't step on me. I can help. And Bush said, what? How could you help? He said, because you look like you're confused and I can help you. I've taken this class for 15 years now.
What? You said he'd been there for 18 before.
I think I said 13, and then I said that he started being part of the class and then he was a TA. And
I'm pretty sure TA.
Anyways.
I thought you said 18. I'm pretty sure you
did. Regardless, he's been there a while. And the guy's like, what? Why would you help me? You're just a cucaracha. And he tried to step on him. And Simon's like, whoa, don't try to step on me. I'm not kidding. I can really help you. He's like, oh, this crazy cucaracha. And he tried to step on him again. Simon's like, honestly, man, I can help you. Just stop trying to kill me. And the guy thought for a second, Butch. He's like, all right, if you can make me help me pass this final exam, then I will never try to step on you again. Simon said, it works for me. So he studied all night long, and he worked with Butch until finally they were ready. Butch took the test, passed the test, and gave Simon a high five.
And if you heard that door open, my mom Simon, just walked in. The best friend.
The cucaracha were best friends forever. The end.